Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, this is Duke Machado. I'm trying to get some audio going. It looks like we're having a few. Of course, now it's decided to come in. That's how it works. That's live radio, and that's part of what we do. And another reason why we do this every night is so we can keep improving our skill here. Tonight's show, I'm telling you, you know, last night, I just want to talk about last night's show. Holy cow, if you missed it, just go to the archives. It's I date all the programs, so yesterday's date, 9/24/15, we had a discussion about moderate Muslims, if there is such a thing as moderate Muslims, and we had a guest call in from California. His name was Robert. And Robert just kind of dropped the hammer on the whole moderate Muslim discussion. I am actually still trying to reach out to a couple of moderate Muslims that I've kind of been turned on to by some friends in the media. So I'm trying to get that line open. I don't know if I'll be receiving any random calls, but to our listeners, we are inviting all moderate or any moderate Muslim to call into the show. The phone number here for guests to call in, 347-637-1055. 347-637-1055. I hope you do call in. This is will probably be about as even-keeled conversation you might have on this subject. As long as we don't get any extremists on the line, we might actually be able to have a discussion. So I'm always open to a moderate Muslim calling in. So until that happens, we're going to move on to our program. So tonight, obviously, everyone's talking about Representative John Boehner and him stepping down. He has been the whipping. He's been whipped ever since it seems like he's been in the speaker's position. From the moment that he hugged or kissed Nancy Pelosi to now, he has been doubted by Republicans. They have conservative groups and you name it, the Tea Party people especially, have been basically calling him a crybaby, saying that he does not have what it takes to lead, and basically blaming him for allowing Obamacare and all the other horrible bills that this administration has been able to force through. Reading a little bit today, there's an article in Politico, and, you know, they're calling him an embattled speaker. They say that he woke up this morning, said his prayers, as he always does, and decided that today's the day he's going to do this. As simple as that, Boehner said, breaking into an impromptu rendition of Zippity-Doo-Dah. So it seems to me like he's been thinking about it for a while. You know, someone who says it looks like today's the day, that's kind of like when you've had a job and you know that it's not working out and things aren't getting done. Maybe you've got a problem with how things are being operated or whatever the case is. You know that we call that short. You're short. Your time there is short because mentally you've already decided that it is over. And it's unfortunate that this couldn't have happened maybe sooner when he was first thinking about it. I'm not, you know, we can't predict the future, but if there had been someone else in his position, I'm pretty certain they would have gone along the lines more what maybe the American people would have been asking for. A little more fight. But there was another article Eric Cantor wrote in the New York Times. Of course, it is New York Times, but Eric Cantor basically saying that, you know, it's one thing to make all these demands on the speaker, but it's another thing to actually get anything accomplished unless you have a Republican in the president's behind the president's desk there. But, you know, the interesting thing about it is that these people were all of these candidates that we elected. We sent them up to Washington. They were running on the idea of that it didn't matter so much that Obama was in the White House. All that mattered was that we have a majority in the House and Senate, and we can stop him from doing damage to the country. And now, obviously, we know that that's not the case. It never was the case, and that we have been lied to. And so who is the next speaker? Of all, I mean, yeah, you hear different names being thrown around, but who's going to be able to accomplish something? Is it going to be someone that tries to walk the line? Tries to work with both sides of the aisle? I mean, is that even possible anymore? Or is it going to be, you know, an establishment? Is it going to be someone who is going to continue the same pace as John Boehner? Or will it be some sort of, you know, maverick? Someone who riles everyone up. A great cheerleader, someone who can maybe unify people around common goals. I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be. I am not so sure about what the process is from here. But it's just like in any state government, the race for a speaker. I don't know anyone who's happy with Speaker. To me, being the Speaker, there doesn't seem to be a lot of glory in it. If anything, it's the kind of job that you wake up every day and maybe dread. How do you make all of these people happy and at the same time accomplish and create legislation that passes? Yeah, you know, I understand the need to throw bills against the wall and see what sticks and see what gets rejected and everything. Yeah, I think we should have done more of that. And I'm pretty sure that is the heat that John Boehner felt. There are a lot of people that stood with him all the way through. I don't know. To me, it says a lot about the condition of our party. It almost is a position of helpless, a helpless position. Kind of like he's thrown in the towel. Not really a good message to be putting out to our opponents. You know, they're already saying that we're divided. Now it pretty much seems like that's the case. Now, I don't know if this had anything to do with the Pope coming or what. I'm not real sure, but people were saying that he was really crying when the Pope was speaking. I don't know. I didn't watch that either. But people are ready for a change. Whoever comes in, they've got their hands full, and there's no way that the next Speaker of the House can make anything happen unless it seems to me, you know, they've decided that a Republican wins the next election for president. So what we have to have, we have to have a Republican president, a Republican-led Senate and House. And then we can do things and force things through the way we want to force them through. Because, you know, the Democrats, they get to force things through. And I guess during our 8 years, we get to force things through. And we just take turns shoving things down the throats of the American people. And all along, we pay more in taxes. We pay more in fines and penalties and fees and you name it. The government's got their grip on us. Their boot is on our neck. Oh, jeez. It's a crazy, crazy world we live in. Second half of this program is coming up right after this break. We're going to talk about Donald Trump. Jeez. Donald Trump and Marco Rubio going at it. We'll see you on the other side. Just had to get my notes put together here for this segment and get my memory wrapped around this one here as well. So, Donald Trump, the guy to me is consumed with defending whatever image he feels that he has and suing anyone who creates an image of him different than he wants to be projected. If anyone has anything negative to say about Donald Trump, it doesn't matter what it relates to. Whether, I mean, it could be legitimate about the way he supported Democrats and people who he's voted for. Statements that he's made, you know, he's been a vocal guy. In the beginning, people who attacked Trump got caught up in his snares. And he lays traps for everyone. And if these candidates walk into the traps, then sometimes they get hurt pretty bad. They get damaged more than Trump. Trump is just has been sort of Teflon when it comes to getting these deals to stick against him. And, you know, different people have made their moves on him. We saw Rick Perry early. We saw Jeb Bush and Scott Walker. They all came after him pretty good. Marco Rubio always kind of stayed a little silent. He was not willing to get down into the muck of a campaign. Didn't like those tactics. Tried to stay above it. Tried to project confidence. And a lot of people say that he showed presidential qualities in his debates. He's got a lot of class. Today at the voters' values or the value voters I can't think of the name of this organization. They had a huge event, and all the candidates were there. And Marco Rubio started out, and he was speaking, and he got a huge, he got a lot of cheers and a lot of supporters. And when Donald Trump came on, he started talking bad about Marco Rubio. And immediately the crowd started booing. And Trump does his natural response is to give this look like, hey, what do you mean? What do you mean? You know, you all know it's true. You know, sort of an attitude. He's tearing someone down and expecting it to go over well. But in reality, those traits and those values are not appreciated. Those values are not the values of a Republican president. That's not who I want, and apparently he's really starting to hurt himself. Marco Rubio said that Donald Trump was basically kind of thin-skinned, aggravated easily. And, of course, that really bothers Trump. So Trump starts calling him, you know, a kid, really disrespecting him, however he possibly can do it. He's all about trashing people. So I've got a friend of mine, and she has been a Trump supporter since day one. And the other day, actually, I guess it was our program last night, we talked a bit about the F-bombs that Donald Trump was dropping in Las Vegas. And I asked her, you know, because she's a Christian woman, and I know that she only supports candidates who support her values. But when it comes to this, I asked her whether she would still support him for clearly violating her values. I haven't heard from her yet. But I have a feeling that he is, that Trump, that is just whittling away his voter base, his support. One group at a time, one comment at a time. He's offensive. He's offending people. And some people say, well, but that's what we like about him. It doesn't matter. You know, yeah, you don't want to. There's ways to say things that don't have to be so vulgar and offensive. I can't imagine him dealing with foreign leaders. That's just a scary situation. We would assume that he would know the difference and know when to turn it on and when to turn it off. But obviously he doesn't if he's doing it while speaking to public groups with cameras rolling. So he was booed, and I think for good reason. Now, tonight, I started watching that movie Gifted Hands, story about Dr. Ben Carson. It's on Netflix. If you have Netflix, I would totally recommend watching this. We're about halfway through. And so far, it's just amazing the things, the obstacles that he overcame, the mental decisions that he had to make in order to advance, in order to be the best. The way he sees things, his demeanor, some people, it makes them nervous. They like a lot of what he has to say, but they don't see the fighter. they see someone who might be timid and back down. I don't think these people understand that there's different types of fighters. There's the kind of fighter that we recognize, and that's the one who's beating on his chest and charging up front, storming beaches, you know, the first one in, last one out, those kind of fighters. And there's other kind of fighters who have a different tactic. They're going to think through scenarios. They're going to prepare and do the right tactical maneuver. It may not be the biggest effort, but it would be the most effective. And we're looking for better results. It's one thing to say that you're ready to go to war. It's another to say, I'm ready to go, and this is how we're doing it, and this is how we're going to win with the least amount of loss. Clear, defined goals, leadership, and Ben Carson is really elevating himself to me, and I think to a lot of other voters here lately. So I like Marco Rubio. I like Ben Carson. I haven't bought into the propaganda that Carly Fiorina is not qualified. I think she would be a fierce opponent, and not to be taken lightly, for sure. So we've got just a couple minutes. I want to do a quick plug for how to follow our program. You can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Duke Machado, or on all of our live show links. So any of our archives, you can just click the follow button. It's a little pink, kind of a fuchsia-colored button. It says follow me. So click that button, and whenever I load a new show or have new guests and they upload, you'll be able to see what's going on and keep up with what we're doing. I've decided to broadcast Monday through Friday. I'm going to do this until I can't do it. I think it's going to be okay. So far, it's been fun. I've had some crazy callers, and I know that I'm working on getting moderate Muslims to call in. These are going to be some great shows if we can get them to come on. I'll be fair. I'll be direct, but I will be respectful, and I think that's what we're looking for in a dialogue, and that's why Donald Trump and his tactics are not working. They're going to backfire on him. He's continuing to look like the bully brat, and unfortunately proving that he has less character than he says he has. I mean, these are my opinions. I don't speak for the party. I don't speak for anyone else. This is just me, Duke Machado, a guy from Texas who pays attention and reads. It doesn't take a whole lot. You don't have to be a genius. You don't need to be a political consultant. You just have to want to pay attention. You know, I was reading something about my program and how I need to target an audience, and trying to figure out who my audience is. Well, I think my audience consists of people who love this country and are afraid that we're losing it. And I know that you're voting, but you probably know people who aren't. And if they're not voting, it's because they have not seen the value. They think their vote doesn't matter. And maybe they just need a different way to connect. And if somehow my show gets to that person, and that person realizes that, you know what, we're all just in this together. We've got to vote, for starters. We have to be registered. We need to get involved in our primaries. We need to do this not just because it's the right thing to do, but it's because our family needs us to do it. Our families don't even know the danger that they're in. And here we are, the adults in the situation, and a lot of people aren't voting. They don't care. And that has to stop. Those people have to be called out. I want those people to hear what we have to say. And, you know, anytime a liberal or anytime someone wants to come on this program and just talk, I welcome it. Any callers nationwide, you can call in 347-637-1055. We'll put it on record. We'll get your voice on record. Okay, so my program is coming to an end. You can follow me on Facebook, or you can like. I need you to like my Facebook page, The Duke Machado Show. And follow me on Twitter, at Duke Machado 1. Then share, and share some more. You know, tell people about the program. If I'm saying things that you like to hear, if this is a slightly different perspective that you think someone else might benefit from, hey, share. Tell them about the program. It's every night, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, so that is it. I don't have any jokes or anything. All I can say is, you know, pray, ask for guidance. We need to ask for guidance for all of our elected officials. God needs to help this country and help our elected officials, give them strength and guidance to pull us through somehow. I mean, this has to happen. So, again, until Monday, you guys have a wonderful weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And I look forward to visiting with you again Monday night. And we'll talk to you soon. My name is Duke Machado, and I'm out of here.